Hello and welcome back to the Matthew Corbett Show on Fantasy Radio 97 FM. Tonight I am joined in the studio by Austin Shepherd. Hi there, Austin. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Thank you for joining me this evening. Before you introduce yourself properly, let's go straight into a song. What's the first song you're going to play for us tonight, Austin?
It would be Half Blind, I think.
How long will it be to the old oak tree lose its leaves? The sweat is seen right next to me, so next to me. We made our fire like we said we would, and we hold our hands. When it feels this good, you know, it feels so good. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You stay inside, safer from the changes in the world, it would make you scared. And it's always been, and it's always been this way, been this way. Never been so wrong in my whole life, 'cause you can't see all that's wrong when you're half blind. I wish we could walk the days and see what we would find, but I've never seen atoms collide, and atoms collide.
Half Blind by Austin Shepherd there, all the way from, you're from Marlborough, is that right?
Yeah, near enough, a small linear village just by,
Okay, yeah. So to tell us a bit about yourself, Austin, how did you get into, performing music?
I suppose just being in bands and stuff when I was a nipper.
Yeah.
Just really enjoying playing music in front of people, and so...
Has it always been a guitar that you've been playing?
I played bass in a band a while ago. That was pretty fun.
What were these local bands? Because I've seen you before. I know it, but I want you to tell me.
There was the classic Pablo.
That's it, Pablo.
Monsters of Rock, we were.
I saw you guys years ago. I think it was at the Corn Exchange at like some Battle of the Bands thing. It must have been.
Oh, back in the day, yeah. Those are the days, eh?
How old are you now, if you don't mind asking?
19.
19?
Yeah.
So you've been playing from quite a young age.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
Yeah. So what were your earlier influences when you first played, picked up that guitar or that bass?
I don't know, I was really, when we were playing in the band, I was really into, like, post-hardcore and stuff like that. So I was listening to, like, At the Drive-In and then weird stuff like Fall of Troy and strange post-hardcore bands that I couldn't really listen to anymore.
So that's quite a change from the sort of style that you're doing now.
Yeah.
So what have you sort of been, you know, so what made you suddenly decide to go solo, do these, you know, these tracks that you're doing now?
I don't know, really. Not being in a band, I suppose.
Having no friends.
Yeah, so solo bass player probably wouldn't go down so well.
Yeah.
So I don't know, just... Yeah, it's just sort of started. Well, I only started writing songs a couple of years ago, really,
okay.
And then just really enjoyed doing it, I suppose.
Because you've been doing quite a lot. I was listening to your SoundCloud earlier.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of hip hop on there.
Yeah.
What's all that? Is that you rapping as well?
No. I'm no rapper. No. No. It's just I really like producing hip hop. Like,
okay.
Really enjoy doing it. It's just something I do to fill my time and. A couple of mates of mine enjoy rapping.
Yeah.
So we've got a bit
got
of a...
Together.
We've got something on the go there, yeah.
Awesome.
So it's good fun.
Cool. What's the second song we're going to hear tonight, Austin?
That'll be... I haven't actually got a name for it yet.
So is this a new track?
This is a big moment. I'm trying to think of a really, like, prolific lyric from it. But it's going to have to...
Maybe you could we'll play the song, and then if one comes to you...
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea, yeah. Really good idea.
So, this is Austin Shepherd with Untitled.
Yeah, maybe that'll do.
They surround me, though, they're all around me, around me.
That was Austin Shepherd there. He's live in the studio with me this evening. You currently don't have a name for that song.
No.
Tell me a bit about the track, because there's something I'm absolutely loving your vocal style at the moment. It seems like I keep thinking like a Tom York, then I'm like, oh, it's Jeff Buckley. Then I mean, I'm saying those names, but I mean, are they like, you know, do you take influences from them, or have I said them and you're like, why is he saying these bands?
Not at all. Like, really, obviously Radiohead are an amazing band. Really big fan of Radiohead. And I write a lot of songs about stuff around my house, and they wrote a whole album about the forest near my house, King of Limbs.
King of Limbs, yeah.
That was one of my favourite trees in Savernack Forest, is that tree. So yeah, I suppose there's probably going to be some sort of crossover stuff there.
Yeah.
But that song was one of the songs that I wrote. I was doing a bit of travelling around Europe and picked up a guitar and just sort of wrote a few songs, and that was one of them. Just sort of that one was written in a log cabin in the Swiss Alps, actually.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Do you just find that, you know, your songs, just when they come to you, you all these guys, you're just like, I've got to find something to write it on or play it on quickly, so I've got it down.
Yeah, definitely. I think, I don't know, it's weird, like writing songs, I think you've always got them in your head, but you've just got to find them.
Yeah.
That's the weird thing, like, sort of.
Do you find the melodies come to you first, or there's the lyrics that come to you, or a bit of both?
Yeah, it depends, really. Sometimes it'll just be like a couple of chords that will sort of fit together, and you think, there's definitely a song around that somewhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, it changes, really, I think.
Awesome. You've been on tour recently, am I right in saying? But is it not you, personally, you've been touring with some other band?
Yeah, well, I was just playing guitar for the Jess Hall band, because my mate Alex broke his finger skateboarding.
Right.
And just before they were going on a UK tour supporting Newton Faulkner.
Don't go skateboarding with
him. Yeah, exactly.
It's like a ballet dancer going ice skating. Yeah. What are you playing?
It was never going to end well. And it didn't end well, but it ended quite well for me.
For you.
Yeah, because I got to go on tour with Newton Faulkner, which is very fun.
Wow. What sort of venues were you playing then?
Quite big ones, like 1,000. Well, we played in front of like 1,200 people. And
wow!
Sort of. I'm
guessing that was just all the big cities in the UK.
Yeah, we did like we did London, and then we did, well, it was sort of like a south-ish sort of tour.
Yeah.
So we were doing like Guildford,
yeah,
Falmouth, Bournemouth, sort of those kind of places.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, it was good fun.
And what was he like? Did you get to meet him?
Yeah, no, it was really nice. He kept bringing me over guitars and like, play this, man, try this one.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, there, with a sort of 12 grand guitar. Like,
don't break it.
Please don't break a string or anything. But no, it's really cool.
I've been, you mentioned your mate skateboarding, and I see you're wearing a skateboarding hat.
Yeah.
I've also seen a photo of you skateboarding.
Yeah.
You're a skateboarder.
I am prone to be found on a skateboard occasionally, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Play guitar? Well, yes, that's a silly idea.
That's my special manoeuvre.
Is it?
Yeah. Kickflip down some stairs playing a wicked solo.
Grinding across.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the future hold for you, Austin? What you got coming up soon? Are we expecting to hear more from you? Can we listen to music online? You're going to be releasing anything? I know I'm spitting out the questions here.
No, that's pretty much it. Like, I'm going to be a bit of a recluse, and really, I just want to find my sound, man.
Yeah.
I'm sounding really cheesy, but I want to sort of lock myself away and record. What I'm going to do is I'm going to record sort of a bunch of new songs and then put like 3 or 4 up for free download and just see where it goes from there and find myself, find where things take me.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for joining us in the studio. We were talking a little bit before. I understand you're off to university.
Yes.
Where is it you're going?
Bristol, yeah.
Bristol to study?
Construction management.
It's quite different to music.
Yeah,
but I'm guessing that's where, you know, you got these other passions in like buildings and construction and
to some extent.
An architecture sort of way or
sort of it's like property developing and stuff like that. But you know, I can go to Bristol and do my music. It's a great place for music and
it's an incredible music scene. Like,
over
the past few years, Bristol is just going up and up and up.
Yeah.
As I say, thank you very much, Austin. What's the final song we're going to hear this evening?
It's called Anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah, Anyway.
This is Austin Shepherd with Anyway.
I'm not sure that the rest of my is. And if it's close enough, there'll be most of us anyway. 'Cause rivers only flow when they find a new place that they can go. And I will never know, I will never know if you're the same anyway. How would your light shine through in the same old ways, providing the color for the golden days? It seems to me nothing's changed, and I won't lie, I wanted it to, and I can't hide, I need something new. Anyway, we'll go anywhere. But I've been told the time will tell. It's just a lie. That's the case, is only one thing I can say. I hope you find out anyway.